track 12. And now we come to our feature articles. And we've got two for you this week. And they're both from the Newton Abbott Museum. The first is about Stover House and a letter from a famous author. It will be read by Vicky.
Our volunteers have been hard at work recently, uncovering anything in the museum with a connection to the Stover area. One such item was a rather unassuming-looking red scrapbook with a letter that we knew was about fishing in Stover Lake. Imagine our surprise when we looked more closely at the object record and found that it had been penned by an esteemed Victorian, Edwardian novelist, author of The Jungle Book, and many other short stories, novels, and poems. The hand-penned item reads, "Dear Mr. Woosnam, I should be very much obliged to you if you will arrange the pike fishery in Stover Lake as you so kindly suggest, and also for any hints on the most effective kind of tackle in the waters. Very sincerely, Rudyard Kipling." At the time of writing the letter, Stover Lake will have been owned by Harold St. Maur of Stover House. He was the grandson of Edward Seymour, 12th Duke of Somerset, and inherited Stover House in 1885 from his grandfather. He petitioned to become the 15th Duke of Somerset, but as he could not find any evidence that his father, another Edward Seymour, had married his mother before he was born, he was deemed illegitimate and his claim was denied. He was a member of Newton Abbott Urban District Council, as well as Master of the South Devon Hunt, a post once held by George Templar, who built Stover House. He held a variety of military positions and fought in the Boer War. The Mr. Woosnam in question was Mr. B. Woosnam, a local solicitor who went into the service as a lieutenant in the 6th Worcestershire Regiment in 1915. Rudyard Kipling was known to be a keen fisherman, although it's somewhat of a mystery as to why a solicitor would agree to arrange a pike fishing trip in a lake which didn't belong to him. During his visit to Devon in 1896, Rudyard Kipling stayed at Rock House near Haytor Rocks, an ideal base for exploring the moors. The scrapbook itself belonged to a J. Underhay of High Week Street. The Underhay scrapbook is a truly fascinating item, containing a plethora of interesting items pasted into its pages. These include letters, banknotes from Newton Bank, cartoon strips, photographs, advertisements, and newspaper clippings. A personal favourite among these newspaper clippings is "Why Ugly Men Are Lucky in Love," a very consoling article taken from the Daily Mail, which discusses the frequency that homely men manage to marry comely wives and argues that women are much less influenced by beauty than men are. Stover House has its own interesting story, from being built by the Templars to its time with the St. Maur family, through to falling into disrepair and ceasing being a private home in the mid-30s and becoming a school. But that is a story for another day.
The second feature is about a gentleman called Dr. Henry Mapleton, who was not only a doctor, but a cricketer and an entomologist. It will be read by Lorna.
Dr. Henry Banbury Mapleton was the Medical Officer of Health for Newton Abbott Urban and District Councils from 1890 to 1932. The length of his tenure is quite extraordinary, considering he was originally only employed for 12 months. He lived in Highwick and died aged 69 after 32 years of service to Newton Abbott. He was extremely passionate about the things he chose to undertake, both professionally and during his leisure hours. A scrapbook that he filled throughout his life demonstrated his keen love and skill at cricket. He played 57 games in 1883. But his hobby never got in the way of his unceasing work to improve the health of Newton Abbott townsfolk. Newspaper articles and event programmes show that he campaigned for local schools to give pupils annual medical exams, organised cross-country runs at Decoy, fought for better drinking water and sewerage, and raised money for the sick and poor through organising a variety show at Alexandra Hall. He was also quick to publicly shame those that endangered public health, as evidenced by a series of newspaper articles collected in his scrapbook, which detail his encounters with butchers selling diseased meat, people wasting water, and the dangers of flu. His deep enthusiasm and meticulous nature are reflected in his personal entomology collection of over 3,000 insect specimens. The collection is kept in its own specially made wooden drawers and contain a huge number of caterpillars, moths, and butterflies, collected and labelled by the doctor himself. Having a personal collection like this would have been very fashionable during the late Victorian period, when Dr. Mapleton was a young man, when collecting and displaying a variety of natural history specimens and interesting objects from around the world was a way of showing how sophisticated and educated you were. This nationwide project to digitise natural history specimens held in museums enables researchers to understand more about biodiversity, as well as the influence of humanity on our natural world and our rapidly changing planet. This means that Dr. Mapleton's personal hobby is becoming a scientific contribution that continues to be valuable long after his death.